For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is senior forward and captain Abby Haluska out of Delano, Minnesota. And Abby, first of all, can you believe how fast this first half has gone for you already?
Yeah, it's definitely flown by, but I think it always does. Just got to focus on taking it one game at a time and really enjoying every moment that we get.
How huge was this last weekend sweep over Mankato for your team?
Yeah, it was definitely an energy booster, confidence booster. It's tough to go down there and play. We always find ourselves kind of in a hole, maybe losing Friday, getting down early in the game. But we knew coming in this weekend that they were just a little ahead of us in the standings, and we had a really great opportunity to make them make a leap, and we did that. So obviously it's a really, really good feeling.
Your team wins 1-0 Lauren Bench over the weekend, posted 50 saves and her 7th career shutout. How much confidence does she give you back there?
Definitely a lot of confidence. I mean, hockey is a game of defense. Defense wins championships is what they say. So if our goalie is hot, that means our team is probably going to start getting hot soon. So obviously Friday we didn't put in a lot of goals for her and she kept us in it. But Saturday we found a way to put the puck in the net, and I'm really proud of Lauren. She works really hard, so.
Your line especially had a great weekend. The whole team had a great weekend, but you're playing alongside Kiki Radke and Lydia Passholt, who's been quite the sniper so far this season. What's the chemistry been like for you three?
Yeah, it's definitely a great chemistry. I've never really gotten a chance to play with Lydia, so just finding each other. I think we both like to score goals, and obviously Kiki had a great weekend, so I think us three are just really versatile. Like Kiki was mentioning earlier, I think we all bring something different to the table, and when we come together as a unit, it can be something special, so I'm happy to play with them.
Your line had 7 points this past weekend. Kiki with a 4-point weekend, Lydia with another 3, and you had an assist on one of the goals on Saturday. You can't ask for a better connection with those other two players, can you, on a line?
No, definitely not. I mean, 7 points in a weekend's pretty cool. And I know Coach Shane mentioned to us on Saturday, I think we had something like 15 of the team's shots on Saturday, which is quite a big chunk for one line. And I mean, I think it's just all about the team effort. We got to keep pushing. We got to keep working hard for our teammates and make sure we're doing our job when we get on the ice.
3 weekends on the road consecutively. This one's going to be to upstate New York. It's a long haul, a long grind. How do you prepare yourself for such a grind?
I think you just got to be positive about it and just look at it as a chance to get to go out east. I mean, a lot of schools and teams don't get to do that. So it's unfortunate that it lines up with Thanksgiving and we don't get to go home, but we get to spend time with each other and we'll have fun with it. And it should be a relaxing little getaway from school too. So
what all do you know about RPI? I know I looked over their standings right now in the ECAC. They're right at the bottom. What can you tell me? What do you know?
I don't really know a whole lot about them. I just know that out east teams kind of play similar. They're not as aggressive as us and maybe a little more skilled game, and they like to just battle and stay in games. And honestly, I'm not really sure. I just know that we got to go out there and do what we're capable of doing, which is hopefully get a couple wins. So I think that's our mindset going in there, is just do the job and take care of it and head home.
What's your favorite part about traveling with this team?
Just the experiences that come with it. We always have a lot of stories and just time on the bus, time in the airport. We get to know each other a lot and watch movies, just hang out, play cards. So it's always just a fun time.
Okay, since we don't get to eat Thanksgiving food on Thanksgiving, what is your favorite Thanksgiving food that you're going to miss the most this Thanksgiving?
I'd probably say stuffing.
What does your family usually do for Thanksgiving?
We'll just get together, just have a meal, watch football. Nothing crazy.
Well, hopefully we get to watch a little football on Thursday, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Abby, we'll see you on the bus, on the plane, and out in upstate New York. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Kelly.